come into an agreement with someone that ignites your faith, someone that believes in what God put in your heart, someone that inspires you to keep believing when it seems impossible. There's power in agreement. And that's what my parents did on December 11th, 1981. On their bedroom floor, they came into agreement that God would heal my mother. When they finished praying, they said to each other, "We're not going to break our agreement. We're going to stay in faith that what God promised will come to pass." Doubt would come, negative thoughts, the medical reports not improving. Mother would walk through the house and I would hear her ask my father, "Are you still in agreement?" He would say, "Yes, Dodie, and I'm not going to change my mind." The scripture says, if any two of you agree, God will do what he promised. You don't have to find a dozen people that agree. You may not be able to find five people, but there is one person that God has already ordained will come in agreement with you for what you're believing for. There is a power partner that is not going to break their agreement. They're going to stand with you through thick and thin. When others doubt, think it's impossible, like with my father, they're going to keep believing. They're going to keep speaking faith. It didn't happen overnight, but month by month, my mother got better and better. Year after year, she defied the odds. Today, 40 years later, she's still healthy and whole. There are battles that you can't win alone. There are dreams that won't come to pass with just your faith, your hard work, your effort. God designed people to come into agreement with you. When they agree, a power is released, a favor, a blessing that only comes from the two of you joining your faith. It's the power of agreement. But sometimes we're trying to do it on our own. I'm strong, I'm anointed, I'm favored. And yes, that's all true, but you are stronger when you have a power partner, someone you're in agreement with. Husbands and wives, you need to come into agreement. What you're believing for, your dreams, your health, your children. One of you has the yes, but you need to add the amen. You need to do like my parents. This is what we're believing for. We set the time that we come into agreement and we're not going to break our agreement. Every day, Lord, thank you that what you promised is on the way. Speak faith into each other. Declare what you're believing for. The scripture says two are better than one. When one falls, the other can lift him up. When doubt comes, negative circumstances, you can encourage your spouse. You can lift up that other person. Let them know we're not moved by what we see. We're not going to break our agreement. God is faithful and what he promised is on the way. When our son Jonathan was applying for college, we were praying, believing that he would get accepted to the right school. It was a big deal. Our first son going off on his own. We were concerned and trusting that the right doors would open. A friend of ours, Roxanne, who taught our children in homeschool, has a son the same age as Jonathan. Practically every morning, I would hear Victoria on the phone with Roxanne. They were praying over our children, speaking faith into their future, declaring what God promised, that they are mighty in the land, that they will fulfill their destinies, that God was ordering their steps, that they were surrounded by favor, that they would get into the right college. They understood the power of agreement. The scripture says, one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. They were coming into agreement with the yes and the amen. A few months later, both of these young men were accepted to the same university. They roomed together and now have graduated and are fulfilling their purposes. Instead of worrying about your children, instead of worrying about your finances, worrying about your health, why don't you find a power partner, someone that will agree, not with your doubts, not with what you don't think will happen, not with the lies the enemy's whispering, but someone that will agree with the promises God has declared over your life. You have the yes, now you need to add the amen.
Thanks so much for watching today. If you want to see the full message, click the link in the description or go to joelosteen.com. We are praying for you and your family. It's going to be an awesome year. You wouldn't be alive unless God had something amazing up in front of you.
Stay in faith. We know God's got something amazing in store for you and your family. We'll see you next time.